just rough, and he didn't have time to go to school.
You don't think he got too far in school?
No, he had Daddy could sign his name, and he could come good by head, but he won't too much on reading like that.
I see. Was there a little schoolhouse or something around here that they might have gone to part of the year?
Yes, somewhere around here they call it a gun bear. Somewhere down on the side of someone's house, down there somewhere on the other side, it calls gun bear school. That's what I heard them tell you. I don't know what kind of school it was, you know, because I just heard them talk of it.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You think he might have gotten the third, fourth grade something?
I really don't know. I don't think he got that high. It may be somewhere about the first or second grade. You know, first and second grade, then it's been some of the four people now.
What is that?
When you was coming on, I was coming on, the first and third has been the fifth and sixth now.
Oh, right. I see what you mean.
These kids now in the sixth grade and something was up here, and I've been out of school for some years, and that's me how to spell blue and red.
Oh my goodness.
I told them, I said, you need to be back in the primer.
Mm.
Yeah, some of these kids can't spell nothing, man. You'd be surprised to come with some of these kids. I've been out of school about 6 years. And someone come in and said, oh, can you work starting something? But I used to work food with my last four had my eyes work on, but I don't know more. But I give him a problem, I can tell you why they learn anything, though. I can call them little words, I say, you go back to the primer, or you don't know nothing.
What could be done about that to make it any better? I know exactly what you're talking about. I just happened to sit in on, it was just a PE class, you know, a physical education class at the high school that I graduated from about 9 years ago. And I just couldn't believe it. It had changed so much even from the time that I was going to school. There was just no discipline anymore, and the teacher couldn't handle the students. They did what they wanted to.
You guess so.
It's just, you know, gone straight downhill.
What school did you graduate from?
I went to high school at Charles Henderson High School in Troy.
In Troy. And what part of Mississippi did you say you're from?
I'm from Alabama.
I'm in Alabama.
South Alabama.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know where Vicksburg, Mississippi?
Yes, I do.
Do? I had my husband niece live there.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Vicksburg, Mississippi.
I came to Covington from Tupelo, Mississippi, as a matter of fact.
How far is Tupelo from Vicksburg?
Oh, let's see. I guess it's about... what, 150 miles, something like that?
I don't know. I'm trying to make up my mind to go to Vicksburg. That's what I was trying to do next month. I've been able to ask you some information about it. I thought you'd be...
I'll go there for a visit.
Yeah, she been with me. I have to tell you, when my husband was sick there, so I could raise her. She been a daughter for me. And yet, until yet, she is. And she moved from Chicago to Vicksburg and bought a home, buying a home there.
Right.
And she want me to visit, and I'm trying to make up my mind to go.
Well, it might be good to go down there for a visit.
And she been to see me, and my husband was 6 years. Anytime I went to my mailbox, I could get $450 from her, just like she's my daughter. She did it after I had been here. So she got a rope since she got down there. And she wrote and told me, some mama, she called me mama, said, mama, I don't know what me and Jerry going to have for Christmas. I said, you going to have your health and strength, anything anybody else want to eat? I said, don't worry about it. I said, God will give it to you. I said, I wrote a note and put $100 check in and said no to it. Her husband said, when she got that, when she come home, she said, mama, I never will be able to pay you. She said, come, when we come home, said, the boxes we carry back home. See, that food lasts us all the winter. Meat, lard, ham, and all this food you done put up. Said, I need to be, that ain't the money I'm sending you in there. She said, come, when the stuff we carry home means more to us than what little money I send you. I said, well, we helping each other. I said, I got what I need to eat out here. My husband didn't eat. I said, when you came home, I said, you had to buy it. So when she come home sometime, the man asked her one day,